I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
When it comes to robbing a bank, nobody gets it as wrong as Dave from Taylorville, Utah. Dave recently drove his stolen car to the America First Credit Union, walked into the bank and announced he had a gun and wanted the cash. So the teller hands Dave the bank robber, a big bag of cash. So Dave runs out of the bank with the cash.
Okay.
But in his excitement, he forgot something inside the bank, the keys to his car. So the alarm bells are all going off. They're all ringing. What do? You're outside. You're right in front of your getaway car. You don't have the keys. You know where the keys are, but the alarm bells are going.
Do I have time?
What do?
I keep running,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's what I do, too. Yeah, you can't.
Don't go back to the scene of the crime.
Dave decides, all right, yeah, you know what? I got to book it. I got to run. So he decides to make a run for it. Well, as he takes off, his bag of cash snags something on the outside of the bank, and the cash, the bag is ripped open, and the cash is airborne. It's kind of like one of those phone booth cash machines that you see on the game shows.
He's like Rip Taylor. He's running around throwing confetti
where
in the
dollar
air.
Bills are flying in the air, and they say many of the bills ended up going down a drain. Most of it was recovered by police, as was Dave.
It was a wild night Wednesday night at the Mokai Lounge in Miami Beach, Florida. You know, everybody's trying to get something happening in the club, whether it's a DJ or some promotion or something that's going to get people talking and get them in there. Well, this was the crowd reaction on Wednesday night when one of the employees of the club, wearing only her underwear and carrying a little person, rode a horse into the dance floor. Everybody starts freaking out because the horse freaks out and throws the woman off the back. And it's crazy. So one of the other witnesses there says, yeah, right in the club.
There's a literal horse. That's a real horse. Why? In the club.
Yeah. Well, the horse got spooked and bucked the woman off and tried bolted from the club. No word on how the woman's doing. The horse seems to be doing okay. The animal division tracked it down, inspected it. It's fine. But a lot of people are saying, man, that's crazy. That's animal abuse. That's too far. The license at the rest of the club's business has been revoked. And, you know, why she was in her underwear with some little person on the back of a horse into a nightclub.
On the dance floor. They should have tried to work the horse into the electric slide. Hey, a horse could have done that.
If it was one of those Mexican dancing horses that were at the rodeo a couple weeks ago, he probably could have done something.
Well, I'm sure he could have been a master at doing the pony. All right, we got to go to Whidbey Island.
Let's get it.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, these are the real calls coming into the authorities out on Whidbey Island. We'll begin Sunday, January 21st at 11:31 p.m., Gun Club Road. 911 caller says, I'm hearing voices. You probably don't want to hear that out on Gun Club Road. Tuesday, January 23rd, 11:02 a.m., Goldie Street. 911 caller says, there's two women sitting in the middle of the road. Tuesday, January 23rd, 1:20 p.m., Ernst Street. 911 caller says, there's lots of banging going on in the apartment above her.
What kind of banging?
Tuesday, January 23rd, 2:45 p.m., Highway 20. 911 caller says, there's a guy over here shaking his fist and yelling. Tuesday, January 23rd, 4:09 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller says, they just watched a car burn some rubber. Wednesday, January 24th, 3:03 p.m., Crosby Avenue. 911 caller says, someone is living inside my shed. And finally, Sunday, January 21st, 4:20 p.m., at a Highway 20 store, 911 caller said, there's a customer in here acting crazy because their coupon isn't being honored.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.
At 4:20, you said.